paragraph Yud Aleph. V'ze b'chinas tchilas hizgalus l'moshe shehoi al yidei mara hasneh. With this, we'll be able to understand what happened when Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning thorn bush. Shero, Moshe Rabbeinu saw v'hine hasneh boyer boyish, that this thorn bush is burning with fire, v'hasneh einenu ukol, and yet it's not being destroyed. Usually, when you set a brush fire, that kind of stuff, dry thorn bushes, burn very quickly and it disappears. Here it was burning and burning, and yet it wasn't disappearing at all. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Shashem Yisborach nizgal Eloi mitoich hasneh mishum imoy onoichi betzora. That the reason why Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, specifically in a thorn bush, was to give this message that the Jews are in a thorn bush now, the Jews are in exile now in Egypt, I'm with them. The spirit of Hashem is also in the thorn bush. Hainu, ki hasneh hu bechinas hachoichim v'akoitzim hasoivivim es hasheshanu el yoyna. This thorn bush represents the thorns and thistles that surround the heavenly rose. This is the expression that's used in Shir HaShirim and in the Zohar HaKodesh Sifrei Kabbalah, that the Shekhinah is compared to Kishoishana Bein HaChoichim, like a beautiful rose among the thorns. Shehem Bechinas HaKushyois VaHamavuchois Shemachnisim HaKoifrim Al Hashem Yisborach VaMekurovav HaMitim. The thorns here that surround the rose represent all the questions and doubts that the opposition throws on Hashem and on the true tzaddikim. Those are the thorns that surround the rose, blocking people from getting to that rose. Shemishom ikar arichas hagolus. And that's the cause of our lengthy, lengthy exile. That's why the Jews are in Golus for such a long time, because of these obstacles that block the Jewish people from getting close to Hashem, from getting close to tzaddikim. These questions and doubts that are always thrown on Hashem and on the tzaddikim. V'alkein nizgala elo Hashem yisborach mitoy chasneh. This is why Hashem revealed himself in a thorn bush. V'ro Moshe shehasneh boyer bo'esh, v'hasneh einenu ukol. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the thorn bush is burning in fire, and yet it's not being destroyed. Hainu she'esh digdusha, shehu hizgalus das ha'toyra. Shein b'chinas rish be'esh, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the fire of holiness, which is the revelation of Torah, which is compared to esh, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, rishafeho rish be'esh, b'chinas haloi koi dvorai ko'esh, as the pasuk says, Hashem says, my words are like fire, shezeh ho'esh oisek tomid levayer ulechalois es hasneh v'chol achoichem v'akoitzim, this fire of Torah is trying the whole time to burn, to destroy the thorns and the thistles and everything, which is the klipois, the forces of tumah, dahainu levatel kol hakfirois v'chol hakushyos v'hamavuchos, to eliminate the atheism and the questions and the doubts, v'af al pikein v'hasneh einenu ukol, and they saw that the thorn bush is not being destroyed. Ki adayin nisharin kushyos hamavuchos v'akmimis b'lev. Because with all the answers, with all the sfarim that have been generated in every generation, we have the Torah Shebichsav, we have the Gemara, we have the Rishonim, the Achronim, we have the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Medrashim, the Zohar HaKodesh, the writings of the Arizal. We have so much fire being pumped into the world, so much Das, so much Torah, and yet the questions are still there. People today are still walking around with questions and doubts about Hashem and about tzaddikim. Va'alze hispalei Moshe harbe, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was amazed by. Va'omar, and he said, Osurono ve'eres hamara hagodol hazeh. Wow, let me take a look at that. I want to see that. I want to see what's going on there, this incredible sight. Madua lo yivar hasneh. Why isn't that thorn bush burning? Why isn't it being destroyed? Heishivoy Hashem Yisborach. Hashem responded to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal no'olecho me'al raglecho. Remove your shoes from your feet. Hainu shebe'inyin hasogas hamakifin yesh kama v'kama madregois b'li shiur. Meaning that when a person wants to be able to understand that which they don't understand yet, the makifin, there are all kinds of levels in this. Kihem kol kibul aschar shel olam haba. Because that's actually what the entire reward of olam haba is all about, the future world. When shekol echod yekabel kefi erkoi kefi avodosoi, whereby each and every person, according to what he's worth, according to how much he served Hashem, will receive makifen, will receive an understanding of everything he couldn't understand. Ki asogas hamakifen anal heim bechinas loosed lovoi tzadikim yoishvim mitroseim boroshem k'moish mvur batoir anal. Because as we explained several pages ago, that's what Olam Haba is described as, that the tzadikim will be sitting and their crowns will be inside their head, v'itroseim boroshem, the makifen will go inside. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan, he explains these Gemaras, that each tzaddik will be burned from the chuppah of his friend, from the makif of his friend. And all the questions and all the paradoxes that people have regarding Hashem, regarding religion, all of them come from that seichel hamakif, which we don't understand yet. Vafilu mi shemasig eizem makifim, and even a person who purifies himself and he studies and he achieves certain makifim, he gets to understand some makifim. Adain yesh makifim acherim shaloi sigam adain. There are still many makifim that he doesn't understand yet, that he hasn't achieved yet. And therefore, this person also has questions and all kinds of problems. And this continues up every level. The higher level, the more the person has absorbed makifin, the more he has higher makifin that he doesn't understand yet. To the point where there are certain makifim that are so high up, shegam hatzadik hagodol mo'oid bikdusha gedoyla, that even the great tzaddik who has purified himself with tremendous holiness, adain hu tzorech lekadesh esatzmoy oid yoiser veyoiser, he still has to purify himself much, much more, at sheyasi gamelo makifin, in order for him to be ready to be able to understand those makifin. And this is why Hashem's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu was, Shal na'olecho mi'al raglecho, remove your shoes from your feet. Ve'isa b'tikunim, and it's brought in the Tikune Zoyar, Sheromazloi, that Hashem was hinting to him, Sheyafshit la'atzmoi gufo denagobo beisparoi, that he has to remove from himself his body, which became impure by the fact that the daughter of Paro touched him. She was a non-Jew. She was a non-Jewish woman, and she touched him. Hainu sheheshivloi. Hashem responded to him. Shafilu hu biatzmo. Even Moshe yevshloi levayer hasnev hakoitzim shem kolam avuchos. That even Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who is so great a tzaddik, even he cannot remove completely the burning thorn bush and all the thorns and thistles, which are all the questions, all the paradoxes, kim al yedei sheyafshit mimenu gufoi, until he strips away the body. Afal pi shebevadai kvar hoya gufoi kodosh meoid begdusha neflo. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu, at that point in his life, when he was 80 years old, his body was very, very, very holy, on the highest level that could possibly be at that time. Afalpikin, despite that, meyacha sheyesh boi eize achizo menegias basparoi, because of the fact that he had some kind of a stain, some kind of a defect from the fact that basparoi had touched him. This doesn't necessarily mean literally. Obviously, this is something spiritual. Tzorich ato lahavshit hakoil mikoil vakoil. Moshe Rabbeinu has to remove everything. He has to purify himself totally, 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 in order for him to be able to understand these highest level makifin. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Mikol Shkein v'kol Shkein Sharhom Bnei Yisrael, how much more so the rest of the Jewish people, Shelo Nizkachu Adayin Koroi Klal, who haven't purified ourselves properly whatsoever, Shebevadai Adayin Yev Shelohem Lizko Yisla Asoga Samakif Mishleimus, and therefore we definitely, it's impossible for us to achieve the Makifin, 100%. Ubishvil ze boim adayin aldaitum kushyus ubilbulim. And this is why questions and all kinds of doubts enter into our minds about Hashem, about Tzadikim, Shehim Bechinas Sne v'choichem v'koitzim, which are represented by this thorn bush and these thorns and thistles. V'alkein hasne boyer be'esh ha'toyro v'hadas shemegalam ha'tzadikim. And this is why this thorn bush, these thorns, are burning from the Torah and the Das that the Tzadikim are revealing, v'afal pikein v'asne einen ukol, and yet the thorn bush has not been destroyed completely. Umenakvim v'oiktsines hadas v'alev shelisha Israeli al yedei hakushis v'amavuchos, and those thorns are puncturing the minds, the brains, and the hearts of the Jewish people with all kinds of doubts and questions, shehim b'chinas sne v'koytzim kanal, which are represented by these thorns. Ki hakoil machmas shelo hischilu lahavshit es gufam klal. This is all because we haven't even begun to strip away the impurities of the body. V'leikitshu shiva saneiros koroil kanal, and we haven't purified these seven openings of the head properly. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha, halacha hey of Hilchas Giluach, and actually this series of Hilchas Giluach. We should be zeuchet to learn the lessons that we need to learn from this, and be zeuchet to come close to the true tzaddikim and to Hashem, who can purify us, who can heal us, and who can put an end to this golus, this long, long golus. B'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.